matters arising. I've got a couple of matters arising. First of all, terms of reference. If you remember, this came up at both all the task forces and at the Commission's last meeting, and we agreed we would revise the terms of reference, we would review them, and we start with the Commission, and then we work down to the task forces. So, Rosalind, do you want to brief us on the suggested changes to the terms of reference of the Commission? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. The consolidated version incorporating proposed comments received has been tabled. These comments were proposed by the Chair and Mr. Paul Zimmerman as denoted in red and blue respectively. They are largely agreeable. That said, we have proposed some further amendments with justifications set out in the footnotes. Let me try to explain them briefly by going through the 5 points in the terms of reference one by one.
Sorry, members, this is tabled, so you should have it on your table. Thank you.
Right. For point A, it talks about HC's oversight on certain aspects of the harbourfront areas. While most amendments are agreeable, it might not be too sensible to say that the HC should have an oversight on the financing of the harbourfront. On one hand, if we are talking about private projects, they would be subject to private sector's initiative, and it would be difficult for the Harbourfront Commission to play a role in their financing. And as regards public projects, they will be subject to the public works procedures as stipulated by the government. Another amendment about point A is to add adjacent waters to the Harbourfront Commission's ambit. We suggest defining it as adjacent waters within the harbour limit so as to better tally with the wording used in the General Circular on Harbourfront Enhancement and to specify more clearly the boundary of adjacent waters which are relevant to HC work. For point B, the amendments are mainly textual. For point C, it talks about the mode of project implementation by the public and private sectors. The sentence, "through a wide range of contractual entrustment," highlighted in yellow, existed in the original version of the terms of reference, and a comment was received recently for removing it. However, removing it may exclude private participation in Harbourfront Initiative, and hence, we suggest retaining the sentence for greater flexibility. Point D. Point D is a new one, suggesting that the Harbourfront Commission should play a role in providing comments to relevant parties, such as the Harbour Office, government departments, and private proponents. Most of these are agreeable, but it would not be necessary to pinpoint the Town Planning Board. It has all along been the practice for the Harbourfront Commission's advice to be provided to bodies like the Town Planning Board and the West Kowloon Cultural District. Insofar as the Harbourfront matters are concerned, there's no need to pinpoint the Town Planning Board, which can be covered under the category of others. Point E. Point E is also a new one, suggesting a more active role for HC on harbour-related researches and studies. These studies would usually take the form of tender exercises, which are subject to stringent government stores and procurement regulations. The proposed amendment aims to suggest having the Harbour Office as HC's executive arm so as to ensure compliance with the relevant rules and regulations. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. I suggest let's take it step at a time, shall we? Let's look at A. Let's go A, B, C, D, E. Maybe start by looking at A. I mean, I think, generally speaking, I think this is a very significant improvement on what we had before. To me, it's much more explicit about roles and responsibilities, which I like. But let's take it a step at a time. A, any comments on the revised wording of A? Happy? B? Happy? C? Paul, you've got adjacent waters, which I know you wanted. C, everybody happy? D and E. I think E is where I'm coming from, particularly in terms of going forward. If this really is to be a partnership, then we really want to see E in operation. People happy with E? Good. All right. Thank you, Rosalind. Well done. So we have new terms of reference. Thank you. Those will be endorsed, and then at each task force meeting in the future, the first meeting of each task force, we will convert these into relevant wording for the task forces. Thank you. Coach and goods vehicle parking at harbourfront. we invited last meeting of the Hong Kong Task Force, again, frustration, if you like. How do we address car parking? Paul mentioned it again today, particularly short-term parking on the harbour front. And Peter Wong, the Assistant Commissioner of Transport Department, has very kindly agreed to come and give us a brief update on the latest status and time frame for the consultancy study that TD has embarked upon to look at the problem in a holistic manner. So, Peter, would you like just to brief us? Thank you.
Actually, Transport Department has started the consultant study on the commercial vehicle car parkings in last year, December, and we'll be reviewing the way forward. So first of all, review was the current situation with respect to the car parking for expressway for the commercial vehicles, and then we will decide the medium and long-term way forward with providing more parking spaces in the longer to meet the demands. That's our current status. But until we have further consultancy recommendation, we'll come back and update the members.
I suspect members may want a little more, if you can. Timing of the study, when do you anticipate completing the study?
They're about 2 years, studies.
2 years? Yeah. From now, or 2 years
from December last year.
And the possibility of having interim reports on progress?
I haven't got the detailed schedules about when we could be available for come back. So we'll go back and review our time frame.
I think from the Commission's point of view, it would be very helpful. I think we'd almost ask that you do come back regularly to brief us on the progress of the study, because to wait 2 years is a long time. You don't obviously have to necessarily reveal where you're heading in terms of study, but I think that the progress will be important, and some of your initial thoughts and findings. So perhaps you could take that back to your colleagues, that perhaps every 6 months you come and talk to us. Again, partnership, dialogue, trying to work together. I think this is important in the future.
Okay, we'll consider that.
Paul, thank you.
I'll try to have a better understanding of the scope of the study if we can have more details. And if we take Tok Kwa Wan as an example, are you identifying specific sites? Are you identifying specific volume of parking spaces and when they come on stream? If I looked at Tok Kwa Wan yesterday, I noticed that the car park that you're planning to move, half of it was filled with taxis. And you're moving that to the waterfront. I mean, when are these taxis going to have an alternative parking facility? So that we can actually develop that waterfront to become a park, which is the intention. And can we have that kind of clarity from the study soon, rather than wait for 2 years?
Mr. Wong, please.
I think our study is on a territory-wide basis, and I think individually for these different districts, I think we could, our district engineers and people could take a look more specifically with relate to Paul's suggestions. But I think I will go back and find out the timing, you know.
If it was possible through the harbour unit, if you could share with members this, I think we'd like to understand the scope of the study. So if it's not confidential, I don't see why it should be. Roslyn, you can find and circulate to members the scope of the study, and if we have comments, then we can come back on that. It's a bit difficult to comment without knowing exactly what the scope is.
Okay.
Sorry. Thank you, Chairman. I'm interested to know the scope as well, but in particular, I wish to know whether your study will cover the possible use of underground space for parking purpose. I mean, many congested urban development, city developments, they tend to put all these car parking facilities underground, either in caverns or in basements. Thank you.
Please, Mr. Wong.
Yes, we are trying to explore different means to provide car park provisions, especially even a basement. Because for as we understand, I think last year we already urged about trying to consider concessions for providing a basement. And in, actually, Transport Department has been requesting under all the development, a new one in particular, to provide the high end of the car park provisions in order to meet the shortage of the car parks right now. And also, we are also exploring opportunity to provide undercar parkings and see if we could, in terms of other, especially when they're doing some redevelopment. So definitely this is the mean we will look into in this in terms of studies, and also it's something we're already doing actually, in fact.
Thank you.
Well, what is the policy? Is it the intention to meet demand or to curb demand in order to satisfy the car parking requirements?
Please, Mr. Wong. Thank you.
I think right now all our parking provisions is following the Hong Kong Planning and Center guideline, and we are pushing for the high end of the guideline when we do the, consider the applications. And in fact, we are not at least curtailing the parking provision, as Mr. Lam mentions. So we are encourage them to provide parking spaces at the high end of the Hong Kong Planning Center guideline.
Thank you. Please, Ivan.
Chairman, when I heard that the study was based on the Hong Kong Planning Center guideline, I think I will request the TD to review it, because the Hong Kong Planning Center guideline have been long been criticized as outdated and inadequate for the current situation in Hong Kong. So if we are going to review in a strategic level, so why should we base on an outdated standard guideline? And in following on Chairman's comment, I do request the TD's representative to come back in the next meeting to give us more solid and factual background. Apart from the scope of services they are asking for the consultant, also the deliverable they are asking for the consultant in the consultancy, so that we know what's going on and what we are going to expect on the result of the study. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. KY, please.
In simple words, I think what we should ask for is, apart from the scope, basically the study brief. That will tell most, or at least what the Transport Department expect from the consultant.
Thank you. Thank you. Quick one, Paul.
Yeah, I'd just like to be very specific. I'm just going through Google Earth, identifying these places where we have these temporary car parking spaces on the waterfront, Tokar Wan, Quarry Bay, Lee Moon, Kennedy Town, and I haven't finished my work yet, but I think that we want to have a very targeted report here from TD. The territorial study is a long thing, and I'm not interested in that for this committee. I'm interested in it for another platform. But for this committee, I think what we want is, where do we got these spaces that are being occupied by outdoor car parking, temporary uses, etc.? Where do we have an identified unfulfilled demand, i.e. we have a lot of roadside car parking, illegal night parking, and issues like that, and where we have district councils complaining, but for the waterfront. So we know clearly what we have in front of us. And then, when are they going to be cleaned up? When is Quarry Bay going to be cleaned up? When is Tokar Wan going to be cleaned up? When is Lei Yue Mun going to be cleaned up? When is Kennedy Town going to be cleaned up? I think that we need the specific answers to those specific areas. Otherwise, we're waiting for 2 years for nothing. So I put a point out to the Transport Department, and I asked the Harbour Unit to give the Transport Department an overview of all the discussions in the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee and the Harbourfront Commission on the same issue. We've asked for the same information. And I think that the Transport Department will see that this issue has been outstanding for at least 10 years. So there is no kind of wait another 2 years. I think we're past waiting. I think it is. I think we need action, very specific, but by district.
Thank you. Please. Yep.
Thank you, Chairman. I wish to reiterate by my advocate that even if there are waterfront sites that need to be continued standard use for temporary car parks, we must try to reserve a narrow strip, say 5-6 meters along the river waterfront to permit connection of pieces of waterfront together, give a freeway along the waterfront, even if the car park inevitably has to be extended for temporary use. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, I'm going to draw a line there. Mr. Wong, I think you've heard the various comments. Perhaps you could take them back to your colleagues. And I think, taking Mr. Zimmern's point, I think we would like a visit by you and your colleagues at the next meeting to tell us more about what you're doing. In the interim, we'll get hold of the brief and circulate that. But I think a dialogue on this item would be very useful. Thank you very much. Thank you.